everybody. Welcome to this very special teaser episode of the Experience Grind podcast.
Yes.
I will say, my good friend and special co-host. I don't know why you're special. You're just my regular co-host.
Yeah, it makes it sound like I have some issues.
Yeah.
That's not good.
My good friend and co-host here, Mr. Ryan.
Oh, I guess I should... Was I supposed to say my name?
Yeah, you. I was giving you the nod, but you were looking at other stuff. But it's
notes.
Okay. Yeah, you got to look at the notes. This is a special episode, everybody. This is our episode 7 hype.
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars episode 7.
Which you'll know from the title.
Yeah. So we're getting very hyped about this. We are about 2 weeks out.
12 days.
2 weeks and some change.
Actually, 11 days. Because we are
Thursday. Yeah,
so
we're going to
11 days.
Of course we are. Mm-hmm. We have not discussed. Do you still want to go as my Han Solo? Because I am planning to do Leia.
Are you still planning on doing Leia?
Oh, absolutely.
I will try to find a vest.
Yeah, just get a black vest.
That is my commitment.
I mean, if every white girl on campus can look like Han Solo, I'm sure you can look like Han Solo pretty easily.
True. I am married to a white girl, so maybe I can find a vest pretty easily. Was that too revealing?
No.
Censored. Take that back.
Beep.
So,
Boop.
This is our episode 7. Hype episode. We're gonna talk about some things relating to it. We're gonna make some guesses and some estimates.
Yes.
On what we expect to happen, and then we'll come back and see if either of us were correct in that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna talk about what we want from the movie, what we don't, and it should be interesting at the very least.
Ryan has taken lead and taken these notes. I believe he's got some things, and he's gonna set the pace here. So I'm gonna turn it over to you, buddy.
Okay. Well, I guess what I don't want to see and what I do want to see, I want to see a different story. In interviews in the past, George Lucas has referred to the prequels and Star Wars in general as being very poetic. It's a lot of repetition, like repeated things from the original trilogy you see in the prequel trilogy, which I don't like. And I think J.J. Abrams is a fanboy, but I don't know like how far his allegiances goes, because if he kind of follows what Lucas said and makes it very poetic, I think it's going to make it a little bit less of a classic almost instantly, and it's going to make it feel like a necessity more than an artistic
choice.
I just want something bold, because the prequels were anything but bold.
Exactly. They were very, like you just described, like a necessity. Like they existed to exist.
Yes.
Not to bring anything great. Like
No.
I could live today having never seen episodes 1, 2, and 3 and not feel anything.
No, which we'll discuss in our Return of the Jedi, because there are lines of dialogue in the original movies that negate the entire prequel trilogy. It's something we don't need.
Yeah, and we'll get into that.
Yeah.
So that's what you want. You want it to be less poetic. I don't know if I just butchered what you said there.
It's the line poetic.
I agree. I think Abrams is a fanboy, as we all are. Anybody who is interested in Star Wars that's the ultimate fanboyism. I personally think it's better than Star Trek. This is just me. I will always side on the Wars side of the star battles.
Absolutely. I'm not a Trekkie.
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't want it to lose the magic, which I think the prequels lost. And I don't get that from the trailers, but again, I was hyped for the prequel trailers, so...
Yeah, that's true. I think Phantom Menace had, like, an amazing trailer.
Yeah.
And, God, look what the disappointment was when that came out. But, I just want to be surprised. I'm really worried watching the trailers that we see... Jakku is the name of the sand planet in this one, with, like, the giant star destroyer in the sand. The very sandy desert environment, which is clearly very reminiscent of Tatooine.
Mm-hmm.
Our heroine starts on Tatooine. She's dressed like Luke. She has a land speeder. She has the probe droids. It just seems like, oh, that's the first third of...
New Hope.
New Hope, yeah, thank you. And I feel like I've seen a Death Star. There's a Death Star in, like, the poster.
Yeah.
So it's like, I also don't want a Death Star again, because we've done that several times now. And again, that's, like, the big thing of New Hope. I'm really worried. I feel like the roles have already been kind of defined. Like, Rey, the new girl, is Luke Skywalker. I think Han Solo is actually going to be a Ben Kenobi now. He's going to be the leader mentor. Chewie, I guess, is just, like, the Force. He's still Chewie, I guess. I'm just seeing a lot of repetition, and I don't want to go in and be completely unsurprised, because I know where this is going, because I've seen this movie already.
I'm going to disagree here. I don't see Han taking up the Obi-Wan mantle.
You don't think?
No, I do not see it. Because that if that happens, that's a complete step away from the character of Han Solo.
Do you think after 30 years he's going to be the same character?
I do. Just from my hints in the trailer, yes.
Okay.
He's still very cocky. He's very sure of himself. And while he does have wisdom to impart, and he does impart that wisdom, he does it to Luke and 4, 5, and 6, but not in the way that an Obi-Wan character does. His is more street teaching, life lesson, like hard teaching. Like, yeah, did you see that hit you in the face, kid? Yeah, maybe don't let that happen again, dipshit. Sort of like,
yeah.
Like not
he's,
so
he's
much.
He's kind of gruff and like very streetwise. And
he's your rough uncle that you like to see on Thanksgiving, not your father.
Okay,
that's the way I classify Han Solo more.
Well, and okay, it's very interesting you put it that way because you and I have only seen the trailers. I'm gonna assume you've not gone into like spoilers and are looking up actively like plot information.
No, I don't look for plot information. I do read fan theories.
You
of things.
Do okay. I try not to.
I like to talk about things like that.
Okay.
I actively enjoy those discussions, and I join them quite frequently.
I definitely do for, like, the Marvel movies, but for this one, I really want it to be, like...
I have stayed very spoiler-free, okay. I feel. I do avoid spoil. I hate spoiler. That, you know, if I can stress anything, and I hate spoilers, and that's why I try to remember to do spoiler warnings in our episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so many things ruined for me. I've discussed it many times, like...
So, that said, our discussion is going to be pretty much without spoilers, because
We don't really know.
I'm assuming you don't know anything either.
No.
Really. Like,
I mean, we really know nothing. Exactly. Okay. Everything is speculation.
So when we talk, I've heard speculation, and I kind of think it's true, that Finn and Rey, the two pretty much protagonists. No, not Finn.
Finn is the black guy, right?
Yeah, I was like, maybe he could be, but I don't think he is. It's going to be Rey and Kylo Ren are potential son and daughter of either Luke and somebody else, or Han and Leia.
I'm going to bet it's Han and Leia.
I do too. So in that case, Han Solo will be a father, so maybe he will be like Obi-Wan role.
See, and that's the thing. I think even Han Solo as a father, he's going to be the more detached dad who's like, he's not going to be burdened down by children. He's fucking running the galaxy. Like, he's got smuggling and things to do. He's not going to have time for kids. He's going to be a very absentee father who will show up.
That's curious too. Like, do you think if one of these are their kids, like, they've been estranged, like, they don't know that Han Solo is the dad, and is this going to be a reveal?
Because it could be.
Then that is poetic and harkens back to Empire.
Well, and I think for a while, for some reason, Han Solo is not in control of the Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
Because there's the line in the trailer where he says, "Chewie, we're home." And I believe that is when Han Solo regains control of the Millennium Falcon.
Okay. I thought it might have been to like a specific place from his past.
No, I think that's when he gets the Falcon back. Because I don't think he has the Falcon at the beginning of this movie.
Okay.
So that is one of my theories I'm going to throw out there.
I think that's a pretty good theory.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
That's the only place I really see that line fitting.
It's like, well, maybe if he goes to, like, Tatooine when they try to find Luke, maybe? But they try to find Luke.
I think, really, a drifter like Solo, only home is going to be the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's happening there. Him and Chewie are returning to the Falcon, and it's their ship again.
Okay.
So.
I dig that. I like that.
That's my first wager or guess.
Okay, so I take that bet though. I mean, I don't take that bet because I think
that's
you're right.
Very plausible.
I think you're right. So rejected, denied. I do not take that bet. Man. Okay, what about you? So I've said the one thing I really don't want to see. Is there something that you don't want this movie to do that you think it might, or like?
Not that I don't think that it will, based again on the trailers I've seen. But God, I do not want to over reliance on CGI. Which
I just don't think that's going to be a case.
I don't think so either. But having seen the Star Treks, there is still an abundance of CGI, and it when it works, it can work, but there's still a bit too much for me in the Star Trek, and I just hope that, and again, from the trailers, I know that he built an entire Millennium Falcon set.
Yeah.
He built that fucking ship. That's awesome.
Made Kevin Smith weep like a baby saying it.
Which is great. So I have high hopes in the fact that he has practical effects down. I know BB-8 is practical. I know that red robot that they walk by for like 2 seconds in the trailer looks very practical. That does not look like CGI to me.
If it is CGI, it's
really,
really
good.
Because I thought it might be CG, but I was like, I don't know. It's not.
It looks practical to me. Yeah. That looks like a real thing in an environment, so.
Yeah, that's a great shot from the trailer too. Yeah. That I really love. All right. So then what do you really want? What are you going to be disappointed if you don't see in episode 7?
I'm going to be disappointed if I don't see a Luke Skywalker lightsaber fight.
So Luke Skywalker has to be part of it.
I think he has to be. I think Luke is going to be the central character. I think, to me, I believe episode 7 is still Luke's story. I think it's a continuation of what I don't think he'll be much in the movie, but I think all of the movie will revolve around finding Luke.
I don't know if it's going to be necessarily Luke's story. That's like saying episode 4, 5, and 6 are Anakin's story. It's like, yeah, kind of. Like, it's because of his plot machinations from, like, the past ones that are breeding the story now. But I really don't think we're going to see Luke until, like, the last
20 minutes. I do agree there.
20 minutes.
I think Luke is going to come in and fight Kylo Ren. That is my estimate.
Interesting.
I think that Finn will fight Kylo Ren and will be unanimously beaten down, and Luke will step in at this point. But I am still on the side, and this is where I think you and I disagree.
Okay.
I think Luke is still light side of the Force.
All right.
I don't think he will be corrupted. I think that is based on, you know, we watched 4, 5, and 6, which we will get into. Based on everything I saw about his character there, I think it would cheapen his character to have him go dark side.
Oh, no. No, I think because he had elements of the dark side.
He did,
he
but...
He danced around it very closely.
He does, but he resists it, whereas Anakin embraces it.
Who's to say what has happened in the 30
exactly.
years that
and
passed,
though? This
people forget
why...
that he's, like, a giant hero, that he did all this. Like, he becomes, like, the Obi-Wan character. He's banished. Like, nobody cares about him. I think it's very possible, and I don't think it would cheapen the character, if in that history, he does, like, slip. And maybe, like, you could say the whole trilogy is about not necessarily finding Luke Skywalker or whatever, but the redemption of his soul, like Anakin's was in 4, 5, 6. What if it is Luke Skywalker is bad, we find out at the end of episode 7, and then through 8 and 9 is we're trying to get him back to the good side, to get his humanity back.
But see, then...
And then that does honor what has come.
But then you're going into the route of... It's just rehashing 4, 5, and 6 again.
Which, again, I think they're going to do.
I don't think they're... And that's why I think they're not going to do that. And I think they're going to continue Luke as a good character. He's still on the light side because he's the one that resisted and turned Anakin back to the good side when nobody else could. It was his own son who... I mean, that is Luke's defining character. Like, he flirts with the dark side, but he resisted and helped turn his father back to the light. I don't see why, after all that, then he would join the dark. Because he sees what it did to his father.
Okay.
So that's my thing. I don't see Luke going dark.
30 years is a long time.
30 years is a long time, and we're going to find out.
That's my only thing. So. I think the arc. Because that's something that would carry three films. Like, that's more interesting than, like, hey, there's this new bad guy, like Thanos, who's all-powerful, who we see very briefly. And he's going to be the big bad that we just carry on through three movies. Like, I think you need a continuing story. And I think Luke might be a way in.
Now, see, this is, again, I think that's going to happen. But I think it's going to happen in that Kylo Ren will join Luke on the side of good.
Okay.
I think that's going to happen, too.
But
I think that will be the
bad.
Character arc. No, see, I think Luke is the one that turns him and shows him. Again, because that's Luke's thing. He has the ability to turn these people that have no hope, you think are lost to the dark side. He did it with Anakin. I think he's going to do it with Kylo Ren, who is his... I'm going to say it's going to be his nephew. So there's the family element tying in there, too. So,
okay.
And that's where I think the arc is going to go. Then in episode 8, Luke is the Yoda figure teaching the young, brash Jedi who has potential but has no master, which was Luke. And there again, we're rehashing. I think that's where the rehash will come in.
Okay.
So that's my theories. That's my estimate.
I like it. So, all right. I wrote down some of the notes from that. And now we're going to start the bet. And this is probably going to wrap us up.
Okay, cool.
What it is, we're going to have a bet, you and I.
Yeah.
We're going to take some notes. We're going to make some calls, like who dies, who's good or bad. Like, if Luke will have a lightsaber fight, I put down, because I don't think he will.
Okay.
But we're going to keep track of all this. And then after opening weekend, we'll come back. And then the winner will get to pick what movie and game they want to talk about once we wrap up our top five. So it's a nice little
and I would like
friendly
to,
wager.
To just point out and reiterate, this is entirely speculation. You and I know absolutely nothing. While
no
we
spoilers.
Have read... Some maybe fan theories here and there. I have not seeked out a script. I do not like that to happen. I do not like to be spoiled. I want to go in with the awe and the wonder and the surprise. So this is complete speculation.
Yes. Shots in the dark.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So Let her rip, buddy.
So I'm gonna name out the main characters and who I think will be prominent players. And you're gonna tell me, are they gonna be good or bad? Like, are they gonna be part of the Force or the dark side?
Okay.
At the end of this movie.
At
so
the
not
end of the
at
movie.
At the very okay. end of okay. this movie. Okay. Okay. So once the credits roll, where they are is what we're calling.
Okay.
Okay. So Finn, who is. I can't remember the girl's name. No, god damn it. Finn is the awesome black stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Shit.
Who Finn I don't is, think is a stormtrooper.
Who is from Attack of the Block. No, I don't think so either. I think he's in disguise, incognito.
I think so. At first, I thought he was a stormtrooper, but now I don't think so.
I don't either.
Anyways.
Finn, is he going to be good or bad?
Finn is going to be nothing because I believe Finn is going to die.
Interesting. Do you want to put... So... That's, you're not going to even take the chance if he's alive, say good or bad. You're not going to bet on it?
I think he dies in the fight with Kylo Ren. I think Kylo Ren strikes him down.
All right, for these good or bads, if you guess they die by the end of this film, let's say you get double points.
Okay.
All right, so you're not going to pick good or bad. You're going to say dead.
I think Finn dies.
All right.
I would like to be wrong.
Doubling down on that.
So far, I like the Finn character. I think Finn is our wonder character that Luke was in the originals. Like, he's the one.
I agree.
We're seeing this through his eyes. But I think he will get struck down.
I don't think they're going to go the cliched route of killing off the black person first. I think
that I don't is think
a
first,
very strong indication
think,
he's not going to
I
die.
I think he dies at the end, and that's when Luke steps in and fights Kylo.
Ooh, I don't think he will.
Okay.
So I'm going to say he's good by the end of this film. I think he's going to be good, solid, all the way through.
If he lives, he will be good, but I don't see him living.
Okay.
So that's my wager.
So, yeah, I'm going to write down, if you put dead, you're getting double points. You're getting 2 points.
If I'm wrong, do I lose double points?
No, you're just nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. If you get these guesses wrong, no points. We're
Fair
just going to add
okay.
up when we're right, and whoever's
gotcha.
The most right is the winner. So, good on you. Rey, who is the girl this time?
Rey will continue, I believe, to be good side. I believe she ends up on the light side of the Force. I see a lot of Leia in her.
Okay. I think she was one who I'm on the fence about. I think she could turn bad. I think she could see somebody die and turn bad because I'm going to spoil it a little bit. I'm pretty sure Kylo Ren starts off a villain but redeems himself. So I think we need somebody to do the inverse, to even the sides. I think it might be her.
Okay.
But I'm a chicken shit better. I'm going to put good too.
Yeah, I don't see her going. I see her. She's going to be the new Leia.
I think so.
So I don't see her going bad at all.
I think so too.
She's going to be strong. I mean, she's obviously off doing her own thing on Tatooine or what? I forget the Dantine.
Jakku. I only know that because of Battlefront.
Yeah. Okay. So that's her thing. Maybe she's finding herself what she wants to do. So, but yeah, I think she'll be good too.
Okay. So good and good. Kylo Ren, who is the big bad for this movie.
He is one of the big bads. But,
I
do see Kylo Ren going good at the end of this movie. Okay. I don't. While he is iconic, and they are pushing him as being a Vader fanboy,
mm-hmm.
and I think that will be what drives him to the good because Vader went good. I see them trying to replicate Vader and Kylo Ren, and Vader's arc is that he eventually goes good too. I'm gonna estimate he's good by the end of this movie,
yes.
and will be our main character in 8.
Yeah, we're gonna have to be very generous with the terms of this because I think it could go like. There's one fight at the end of the movie, and then he chooses not to do something bad, maybe, and it ends on like this ambiguous note. It's like clearly he's going to go good.
So you're gonna answer gray area?
No, I'm gonna do gray.
Okay,
is that a thing?
Yeah,
I don't think he's gonna be good or bad. I think you're just gonna see one small little show of mercy.
We're making up these rules as we go. See, I think he's gonna turn good, and then he will become under the tutelage of Luke, who will train
him. You think we will see him being trained by Luke by the end of episode 7?
No, no. Okay. I believe we will see Kylo Ren running off to Dagobah like we did Luke at the end of...
Oh.
And I'm not saying Dagobah per
okay.
se.
No, whatever planet Luke's on
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. That's what I see happening.
Okay. Luke. Where do you expect Luke to be at the end
Luke's,
of the movie?
As I've already said, Luke's going to be good. Luke has to be good.
And I think you know I stand on the fact that Luke is going to be a bad guy.
Yeah. I disagree.
Yeah. There is... All right, so you heard that all the actors had bounties on their heads, and or not bounties, but like a bonus, essentially. Like, if they don't spoil anything about the movie, like, they get a big bonus at the end of it. So if they leak information, and apparently Luke Skywalker has the biggest bonus.
Because, again, I think Luke is the most central character, and I think...
But we all know he's in it, and I think the layperson thinks... He is going to be good. They don't put any thought into it. Like, Luke's a good guy. So I don't know why they would need to save any spoilers of him being a good guy.
Here's my one thing. And that could also... I think it's going to be Han.
You think he's going to...
No.
Oh, I gotcha. Mm-hmm.
But Luke could possibly die at the end of this movie. I don't think... I think Han Solo is going to die.
Ooh. I do too.
Yeah. That's my wager for Han Solo. I think Han Solo will die the heroic death.
So then why wouldn't he get the big bounty bonus? Right? Because if he's going to die, like, that's a huge thing. Eh. Luke has to have something... even more, like, surprising than Han Solo dying.
Because I think even everybody loves Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker is the central. And the fact that we have seen absolutely nothing from Luke Skywalker is adding an air of mystery to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is maybe more of it. We've seen Solo in the trailers and in the poster. Okay. Luke's not even on the poster. They are doing this air of mystery about Luke.
They are.
But...
I just don't think there's going to be a lot of mystery if he just shows up to be a good guy. But I thought you should know that in case you want to change your bet hearing. Nope. Okay.
I think Luke will be good.
I feel pretty safe on my side of the bet.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going bad.
I think he's going bad, for sure. Okay. All right. Poe Dameron, who is Oscar Isaac's X-Wing fighter who we've seen tortured very quickly in one of the trailers. Alive or dead by the end of this film?
I believe he will be alive.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what we're asking. Good or bad?
I think he stays good.
You can also pick if he dies, but...
I think he stays alive. I think he stays good. I think he's the golden boy of whatever the rebellion force is now, which I guess Leia is a general?
Mm-hmm. General Organa.
But are they still the rebellion? Or are they the new de facto leadership? I don't know.
No, I don't think they're the leadership. I think they're still the rebellion.
Okay.
They'd have to be, right?
I would have to imagine, but I don't know.
It could flip-flop right back, and now they're in power, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
Okay.
Okay. I agree. He's going to be good. He's going to be alive by the end of the movie. You don't get rid of Oscar Isaac that easily.
No, I think he's going to be a central theme throughout. Yeah. He will be maybe even taking over by the third movie as the Lando Calrissian
pilot
to go in and finally save the day.
I think he's going to be a mix between Lando and Han.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be that character.
I could see that.
Okay.
So...
Well, good. Han Solo.
Dead.
Dead.
I think he's dead.
Okay, so not good, not bad. He's going to be dead.
He's going to die the heroic death, and it will inspire the daughter to maybe stand up and fight her brother.
Yeah. Or go bad and
you
get
say that. Yeah.
Angered because it's so easy to go to the dark side in Star Wars. Goddamn, you stub your toe and you're angry and you're a fucking Sith. Like, that's... She could. I think... His death could trigger her to be bad, but I'm a chicken shit better, and I pick good.
I
think she could be bad.
I say good. Okay. I think her father's death inspires her to fight for what's right. Because I think that's maybe why she's by herself and right, because she's flighty, and she doesn't have a pathway yet, and that's what sets her on the path to fight with her mother, Leia. So
I see that. All right, so Han Solo both dead. Chewie.
Chewie will live.
Oh, okay.
I think Chewie lives. But that, he could also die with Han Solo.
Right.
Because they're both in the Falcon.
If they're in a ship together.
But I think Chewie lives and Han Solo takes it for the team.
And he'll still be good.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, Chewie will stay good. I don't know what he'll do because the life debt is then absolved. But I think Chewie stays fighting.
I think he's going to have to live too. I don't think he'll die with Han Solo.
No, I think Chewie lives on.
But I'm looking at this list and we are... kind of the same on a lot of these.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Chewie dies.
Okay.
Just for the sake of the bet.
Let's do
what
it.
The fuck?
Make it interesting.
This is the point that loses me the game. But, yeah.
Or me.
Chewie's going to die. All right. Last person who's the main character, Leia.
Leia will live. Leia will stay good.
I agree.
And this one is not on your list, but I would like to add this one in.
Go for it.
The Andy Serkis character.
Oh, I think Emperor Smoke or Snoke or something.
Snoke.
Is it Snoke?
I believe right.
So. Yeah, what do you think about him?
Well, we don't know anything about him, really. We've not seen him. We just know Andy Serkis is playing this character.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe he's evil, and I believe he lives on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe he becomes the central bad theme throughout, at least through episode 2.
Well, again, going back to that poetic repetition, he's going to be the Emperor Palpatine.
Who's smooth-talking, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think we're not going to see him. I think we're going to see maybe 5 minutes of him. We're going to see as much of him as we saw of, like, Thanos and Guardians of the Galaxy. He's going to have, like, 2 scenes where he's giving orders to Kylo Ren or somebody, and then that's it. There's not even going to be a threat. It's just like, that's it.
I disagree. I think we'll see him more. I think they will establish this character, and we will see him. Especially, you have Andy Serkis. You have him hired. and you hire Andy Serkis to portray a CGI character. So, they, I mean, he is going to do something. So.
But he could also do something further down the line. Like, he showed up in Age of Ultron as Dr. Klau, and he's going to be in Black Panther later on. So, you know, you do this small part first with the promise of, like, you're going to be, like, half of this movie later. So I think nothing. And let's make a bet on that. I say, nope, no more than two scenes in this movie. Do you think he'll be shown in more than two scenes?
I think he will... I don't know. See, with me, I see he gets at least 10 minutes of screen time. That's my... I don't know if that's scenes, but I think...
I know, that you could have, like, one really long scene.
Yeah.
No.
So I think he's going to have at least 10 minutes of screen time of doing something. Maybe overall. He could be in, like, three or four small scenes that add up to 10 minutes. But I always gauge it by minutes. I think he'll have some screen time.
We just won't write that back down.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I think it might be less than that.
But you think he'll live on and he'll be evil?
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to be one of the big bads.
Okay.
Along with Luke Skywalker, is my opinion. But
So that's the last question you have?
I have two more.
Oh, okay. Hit me up with them.
So you say Luke lightsaber fight will absolutely happen.
I don't say it will absolutely happen. I said I want it to happen. That's something I hope
okay.
I see.
Okay, so I'll take that off. Do you think there will be any prequel references, like very specific references, like Jar Jar Binks or Watto or Count Dooku? Do you think we'll even get these names?
If we get any reference, I think it would maybe be a throwaway of the mention of maybe the planet Naboo, or somebody talks about somebody's watching pod racing.
I do not think they'll be watching pod racing. I think they'll have, like, episodes of Alias in the background, like, really pimping JJ's. It's like, we got this space transmission from 3,000 years in the future. I don't think they'll be pod racing, but I think we'll get a mention of Count Dooku. If they're going to be talking about, like, the legends in the past, I think we might, like, Sith's, like, Emperor Palpatine, Anakin Skywalker, Count Dooku. Like, I think, like, a name might be dropped.
If it's anybody's name, I'd hope it's Count Dooku.
A lot of people say they think they're going to get Jar Jar's dead skeleton in a shot or something. It's no, you're just not going to get any Jar Jar in this movie.
Nobody's going to acknowledge Jar Jar in this movie.
Let's, this is the bet, like, 00 green is Jar Jar's going to be mentioned or in this movie, because that's not going to fucking happen.
I'm saying
happen.
No.
That's just not going to happen. Okay, so
I will say no specific prequel mentions. I think JJ knows those are universally loathed and will avoid them.
I think
not
he
even
too.
For a quick reference. Ooh. I think he's just completely omitting them.
All right, so you're gonna be the naysayer.
Yeah,
I'll be the yaysayer. I think he might. I think he will. It'll be a very small throwaway line.
Okay.
And last one. This is the big kahuna, and this is gonna be like who's closest, because there's no way we're gonna get the exact number. But what do you think the box office will be this opening weekend? So just from Thursday night to Sunday.
Thursday night to Sunday, opening box office.
And keep in mind, I think Jurassic World has broken the record with $210 million.
I thought it was 250.
Is it that fucking high?
I thought it was 250.
I'm
going to say
lower than that.
Episode 7, 276,000.
Million.
Million, yeah.
Go with 1,000, yeah.
27.6 million.
27.6 million.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think it's going to be that high.
No.
I think there's only a certain amount of showtimes and seats available. Like I said, I think Jurassic World was lower than 250.
I think
if it's 250, I'm fucking myself, because I'm going, it's not.
If it's good, if episode 7 is good and word of mouth hits immediately, I see 270. If it's bad, 220, 230. But I'll say 270. I'm probably way over, and if it's Price is Right rules, over is wrong.
No. Just whoever is the closest. Because I honestly think it's going to be lower than that. I don't think it's going to hit 276. I think 255 is a good number.
25.5.
I don't think it's going to... Like I said, I don't think Jurassic World was that high. I want to say it was in the 10s or 20s. So
now,
I think it's going to be better.
Are we talking worldwide or just America?
Just America box office. Because worldwide, it's going to be 500,000 opening week.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, I'm going to say, fuck it, 270. I got hope.
Okay. If it is lower than 250, I'm going to take that shit.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll just, fuck it, that's it. We're not going to keep people on the rope.
No.
That's it. I will just say, I know I try to keep it in check, but I am very hype.
Oh, God, yes. I've not been more hype than a movie this year.
So hype. I'm so ready. I'm so excited. I don't think it can be as bad as 1, 2, and 3.
No.
I think it's going to be fun.
Yes.
I think there's going to be great scenes.
I think it'll even be better than Jedi.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's going to be some great action.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. I can't wait. I'm glad we're going together, buddy.
Oh, so. Yes. Opening night. So excited.
So that'll, we'll go ahead and just keep it short, keep it simple. We will conclude here.
Yeah.
That's our wagers.
It's a bonus episode. You can't complain about the time anyway.
If you got wagers to throw in, if you think we're wrong or right, throw your hat into this ring. Let us know.
Comment. Yeah. Yeah. Let us know.
So
I think that's it. We'll see you, I guess, once we see the movies too, and we'll talk about it in our next bonus episode where we conclude.
We'll probably do two. Well, we'll have a spoiler heavy one.
Ooh, we'll have one to one light one and then one spoiler heavy.
I mean, we'll have to get spoiler heavy if we're talking about our wagers if they planned out.
It's true.
We'll have to break down the movies. So.
Yeah, so we'll have a spoiler one.
Yep.
So
we'll definitely acknowledge that.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll know. So, thanks a lot, guys. We'll talk to you soon. I saw a video on Reddit. Somebody had replaced the bank alarm sound from Payday 2 with the Tim Allen grunt. So it was just going,
That's a.
That was good stuff.
Are we recording? That is an in clip right there. That's
my Tim. Let me hear yours since we're in clipping.
I only got Yoda.
You're way more Yoda. It's great.
No, I got Yoda. That's all I can do.
Flannel you wear.
Jedi, you want to be. You are not yet master.